The two candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court will go head-to-head only once before the April election, and that election is exactly 4 weeks away. It's Tuesday, March 7th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, layoffs are hitting a central Wisconsin healthcare system. And Rich Kramer reports on new research that links Wisconsin's Cave of the Mounds to findings in an ancient ice core in Greenland. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race released their debate schedules yesterday. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, former State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly and Judge Janet Protasiewicz are scheduled to share a debate stage just once before April 4th.
Kelly released a list of several debates hosted by media outlets and community groups. Protasiewicz included just one. The ideological balance of the state court is on the line in this race. Mike Wagner, a political communications expert at UW-Madison, said voters will have plenty of opportunity to see paid political advertising from each candidate.
And they're both, I suspect, working very hard to meet people around the state. But a debate provides an environment where you get to compare candidates side by side, and you get to compare them when they're not in charge of the agenda but responding to questions.
It's unclear whether the other debates will take place with just Kelly on stage. Both candidates have also said they'll meet separately with newspaper editorial boards. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Wisconsin-based healthcare provider will lay off almost 3% of its employee base in May. Marshfield Clinic Health System announced plans to lay off 346 employees last week. More than 200 of those workers are in Wisconsin. They're also leaving 500 open positions unfilled. The hospital system cited high labor and supply costs as well as revenue pressures. Steve Deller is an economics professor at UW-Madison. He says the impact on patients will largely depend on which jobs are eliminated or unfilled.
A lot of times hospitals, when they're looking at cutting costs, sometimes they look at whole things like maternity wards and say, we're just not going to do that anymore. But what they will do is they will try to protect the medical staff.
The affected employees will be a mix of administrative positions and medical staff. Charges have been filed against a Nina man for the murder of a transgender woman in Milwaukee. Cache Henderson was found shot to death inside of her Milwaukee apartment last month. The apartment was also set on fire. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that 33-year-old Cordell Howes was arrested and charges against him were filed on Sunday. The Journal Sentinel also reports that Howes allegedly showed video from inside Henderson's apartment to someone while telling them that he, quote, caught a body of a transgender person. Henderson is the third black transgender woman to be killed in Milwaukee within 9 months. A vigil in Henderson's honor is being held later this week. A competency exam has been ordered for Howes, the man charged with killing her. School officials are investigating reports of racist taunting directed against opposing players during a high school basketball game in southeastern Wisconsin over the weekend. Sarah Lear has more.
Officials with the Muskego Norway School District say they're interviewing students and going through a recording from Friday night. That's after parents of Beloit Memorial High School boys basketball players described how their children were subjected to racist taunts at the mostly white Muskego High School. That included chants of monkey sounds and racist messages written in the dust in the visiting team's locker room, according to accounts given to the Beloit Daily News. In a statement, Muskego officials apologized for any unacceptable conduct and said they've reached out to police for assistance. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Jordan Stoltz made speed skating history in the Netherlands this past weekend. He became the first male skater to take gold in three different events at the World Championships. The 18-year-old Keewaskum native also became the youngest person to win the 500 meter since the world's began nearly 40 years ago. Stoltz trains at the Pettit National Ice Center in Milwaukee. That's the same rink where Dash Skating trains the next generation of speed skaters. Michael Salm is with Dash.
Ice skating is kind of in the Midwest's DNA. And then you have this 18-year-old that just comes onto the scene. And I mean, what he's done at his age and winning juniors and then also senior world championships in the same year, it's just, it's phenomenal. It's an inspiration for generations to come.
Stoltz competed in the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing when he was just 17 years old. And finally, for the first time, UW-Madison researchers have found geological evidence that the upper Midwest was impacted by sudden warming during the last ice age. Rich Kramer reports the discovery comes from a small stalagmite from a popular cave in southern Wisconsin.
Scientists have focused on ancient ice samples from Greenland to track sudden warming periods that happened tens of thousands of years ago. Now, with the help of a pinky-sized stalagmite from Cave of the Mounds, there is evidence similar climate changes happened in the upper Midwest. The sample was analyzed as part of Cameron Batchelor's PhD dissertation at UW-Madison. She and her team found evidence of 10-year periods where average temperatures rose by around 18 degrees.
So this work really puts Wisconsin on the map in terms of showing that this region of the world is not immune to these abrupt climate change events.
Batchelor says understanding past changes is vital in the midst of unprecedented rises in global temperatures. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers are John Davis and Rob Menzer. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget, you can find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.